expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us each week for a live call-in segment where we will intuitively identify patterns, beliefs, or experiences that may be holding you back in some way, and through conscious repatterning, quickly and easily release them right here on the show. We're on Transformation Talk Radio every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, helping you to consciously create your best life.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. I'm excited to announce that we have changed the name of our show from Intentional Living to Intuitive Solutions. Of course, we show people how to set intentions for their life and live consciously by choosing what they are wanting to call in and create for themselves, but we're also offering Intuitive Solutions. Gwen and I are both professional intuitives, and we can help anybody that calls in address any blocks, limitations, subconscious beliefs, or even conscious belief systems that may be preventing you from really creating the best life that is possible for you. So, leave that with it.
I love it. And I agree. You're both not only great intuitives, but I think two of the best on the planet. Yes.
At least on my planet.
And I think that when someone takes the opportunity to play with this work and to bring it into their lives, I don't think that's saying too much.
You know what's really great about working with you, Gwen, is that our intuition complements each other so well, because, you know, my gift is finding the core, just going right to the core belief system or the core experience that continues to perpetuate certain patterns or experiences in someone's life. But it's very precise and concise. And what I love about working with you, Gwen, is that you get more expanded information. And so we complement each other very well with what kind of information we're bringing through.
Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I've always been amazed at especially when Deborah goes to a pattern that was like the precedent for so many other patterns that have seemed to just repeat themselves in my life. And then we go back or she identifies something and I just go, I remember it and it was impactful on me, you know, and I can get to it consciously. But I had no idea that it was sort of this keystone, if you will, of just repeating myself over and over again, and I can feel it when it releases, all this other just washes away with it, and it is just the coolest experience, and I can see it and play out in my life, which is really the most powerful feedback I could possibly have.
Well, thank you.
I really have to say that I so appreciate how we work together, that there's no kind of territorial, like, I got this piece of information or that. It's just a completely co-creative process, and we giggle and laugh and just keep putting the pieces together when we're working together. And that's just such a fresh new experience for me, and I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, I really love that we all have our own unique gifts, and bringing that together in a way where we are not competing with our egos, I think, is just really powerful and a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely.
So I thought we would do something a little bit different this week. We usually let Mark pick the show topic or opening question to our shows, but since we have a new name this week, let's just change it up a little bit. I thought maybe I would check in with you, Gwen, and see what you wanted to talk about.
One of the themes that's really been coming up for me in my life this week and those in my life is authenticity. And I know for myself that I am really being called to look at myself and how I show up in all of my relationships, whether it's work or friendships or family. Am I showing up in the most authentic way possible? And I've had numerous people in my life present the same type of awareness or introspection, if you will, and really finding themselves in their relationships, finding a new way to be much more authentic. Have you guys, either of you, noticed that?
I have. In this last week even, I've had a couple of circumstances come up where it's like my authenticity is challenged, I guess, as I move into interaction with others, and there's certain rules that are being played by, whether it's gossip or just the way in which we're communicating or not communicating directly, and it doesn't sit right, doesn't resonate well with me, but I have been hesitant a little bit to do I try to inject a more direct way of communicating, a more authentic expression of what's coming up for me or what I'm feeling, or to kind of guide in a more direct communication, or do I just go with the flow? And this has been a theme in my life. So I completely resonate with that, with the question of authenticity and how to take it out into the world in the most effective way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Effective, and at the same time, perhaps the pendulum not swinging too far the other direction of being super abrupt or forceful or hard-hitting with it, if you will.
There's
yeah.
so much in all of everything that you just talked about that both of you were just expressing, and I felt a lot of different angles coming up for me in the past week also is one of the things is going back to go visit my family, my family that I haven't seen in 4 years now since my mother passed away, and they don't know anything about what I'm doing, and they are not aligned with the belief systems that I believe that they would be able to accept what I'm doing. So there was the authenticity, and we worked on this just a couple of shows ago, working on authenticity, or I think it may have been the last show, authenticity
yeah.
in our family. And mm-hmm. what I noticed with my family is I didn't have the need to express all the different ways that I've changed and everything that I'm doing in my life, but I felt strong. I didn't feel the need to convince them that what I'm doing is right for me or to receive validation from them. So I was able to keep it in and still maintain, you know, my strength and my feeling of integrity without having to express everything. And then there's those more intimate relationships that I'm engaged in right now where I'm really being called very strongly to express things that are not easy for me to express. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed is that I'm not able to just throw out the little dog bone and have someone go, you know, take that bone and go off into another direction and forget about, you know, what we're really discussing, the authenticity of what is really coming up right now, that I have been asked to go deeper within myself. And I've had to say things that even brought tears to my eyes at times because it was so difficult to say it. But what I was recognizing is the conversation is not going to go away. It's not going to come to a conclusion until I go deeper within myself and say these things that may not be so easy. So it's just been coming up in a lot of different ways for me.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I noticed, too, is it's not actually just being more authentic with the outer relationships. It's also more authenticity within myself. For example, I was noticing in a specific relationship that I wasn't feeling listened to. And I felt some resentment growing. And then all of a sudden, I was struck with the question, am I listening to myself? And I realized that I really wasn't listening to myself. Over the course of the week, I'd just been going, and not listening to the needs of my body or my energy or what have you. And as soon as I had that realization, things shifted in the relationship. I suddenly had a voice again, and I felt heard, and there was no issue.
And the other person responded to that energy, right? I mean, as you change, the other
yeah.
person met there. Yeah, amazing.
That's what this is all about, and that is the core of what we're doing, you know, with this work, with conscious repatterning, is exploring those deeper parts of yourself and making new choices for yourself, and then what is reflected around you changes. That's exactly what we're talking about, Gwen, is when you had the realization within yourself, other people shifted in the way that they were relating with you or reacting towards you.
Mm-hmm. It seems miraculous, you know.
It does.
It is. It is miraculous.
Yeah. It is.
I have the fear that my authenticity is going to put people off. You know, that they're going to be uncomfortable with it, and it's going to erode our interaction. Therefore, I'm hiding it. If I thought it was going to improve it, and I felt comfortable in taking it out, I would be doing it more often. I mean, I'm just observing my own patterns, you know, and because I think there's hunger in other people to connect more authentically. But we all have a hesitancy and maybe have some fear around doing it. And so we keep playing these sort of games with our conversations and the topics that we choose and the way in which we interact, instead of going a little bit deeper, a little more authentic, and then reaping the benefits of the oxygenating feeling that comes up for you when you're able to be more authentic into the world. And I think that's just a fascinating possibility to like take the step. I want to take the step for myself to put myself out more authentically. And I'm curious, Deborah, what kind of clearing we can do to kind of work on ourselves so that we are then optimized to go out into the world and be more authentic.
Well, a couple things coming up is fear of who you really are, and then also the confidence. So clearing the fear, releasing the fear of who you authentically are, but then also bringing in the confidence in who you are and trusting that there are people that can accept you exactly as you are. And I am loving the evolution of this. I'm seeing the pieces coming together. Last week we worked on pack mentality and the need and the desire in us to follow the crowd and to duplicate what everybody else is doing for fitting in. And I just think one of the beliefs that is so strong in me is that stepping out of that conditioning and stepping out of the need to conform and to change yourself to fit in is so important for all of us right now. It's important for me to do so that I can fully engage and live the life that I'm meant to live and do what I'm meant to do in this life. And it's so important for everybody else so that we all are fully engaged in our divine purpose, in who we authentically are. And that benefits everyone. Everyone. In the world, it benefits everyone.
Yes.
So
amen.
Oh gosh, did I sound like a preacher there?
I was welling up with excitement. I'm loving this stuff. It's so cool. It just bust out of me there. That was great.
I love your enthusiasm, Mark. It's so refreshing and so authentic. Oh, well, there you go. The topic of the show today, authenticity, which we're going to be talking a little bit more about. Let's go ahead and take a break right now. And I want to encourage anybody out there that wants to call in and participate with what we're doing, do some conscious repatterning. If there's anything in your life that you would like a little bit of help with, some intuitive guidance and some real solutions, give us a call. 800-930-2819. And like I said, we'll be talking more about authenticity when we come back from the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing. It's time.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, and we have been talking today about authenticity and how difficult it can be at times, and a lot of what was coming up was fear. So let's just jump right back into it and start doing some clearing around it. We can start with clearing the fear of your authenticity, fear of who you really are, fear of engaging others in a truly authentic way. Let's go ahead and start off with clearing the fears, and then we will address the confidence, okay?
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's start with the opening prayer first, and this, of course, applies to all the clearings that we do in this show, whether it be for us three or for anybody that calls in. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who gets clearing today receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. And let's go ahead and do that first clearing of releasing fears. Thank you.
Thank you. I always feel so soothed by that opening prayer.
I love that prayer. We should talk more about that sometime.
Well, it's bringing us to a higher vibration when we engage in that prayer and we ask that divine energy come in and support the changes that we're making. It raises the vibration of what we're doing, and I think that's what you're feeling, Gwen. So let me just check in with my muscle testing, check in with Mark and see if you're afraid of your authentic self. No. Is Mark afraid of expressing his authenticity? No. Does Mark believe that people will accept his authentic self as he expresses it? Yes. Good. And
nice.
When you're testing positive for all of that as well. And
yay.
Me too. So good. Thank you for bringing that up. And let's go ahead and just bring in the confidence in ourselves. I'm getting also the confidence in our heart, confidence in our expression, confidence in who we authentically are. There's also some more fears coming up, the fears of being tortured or hurt for expressing our authenticity, being shunned or abandoned. Let's clear those fears as we're bringing in the confidence.
Thank you.
The confidence still isn't there. And I'm just looking at you, Mark. The confidence in your authenticity didn't come in for you. Do you have any idea why?
Two things popped up. One, when you said the word torture, I got a, whoa. Maybe that's because it connected, or maybe because I just don't know what that means. Is that emotional or physical? Is this another life, or is it the deep fear that my authenticity can get me in trouble, serious trouble, you know? And I also love some discernment about when and how to take my authenticity out into the world, like how direct to be or when to subtle, when to kind of go in a slower direction. It's still an authentic expression based on the circumstances. I don't think there's just one way to be authentic. But so that discernment is something I think I'd like to do some clearing around. Can we do that?
Sure, yeah. So that's just basically opening ourselves up to receiving the information of when and how, and you know, that clarity and the confidence in following the guidance that we're receiving.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then while this is clearing, I'll address what you were saying about the fear of torture. I think that we've all had experiences in other lifetimes where we have been tortured or hurt in some way or had some sort of negative repercussion in expressing our authenticity, but it doesn't have to be this way anymore. And us carrying over those patterns from other lifetimes is one of the things that we're really here to change, making the conscious decision to release these patterns that we've been engaging in for so long, even,
yes,
you know, well beyond this one lifetime. And this is what you know, many people have called the new paradigm, the new way of being. That's what they're talking about, is it doesn't have to be this trial and error way of doing things. So that's what we're changing today.
Let's do that.
Well, that's pretty huge.
Mm-hmm. It is,
huge.
And it amazes me. The feedback that I get from working with others still amazes me almost every single day how powerful of a shift it is. And that's why, is because we're disengaging from these patterns that aren't serving us anymore.
That's a lot. It's a lot for me to wrap my head around. And I am so glad that one of the things we did some clearing around earlier was that I don't have to understand it all, because I certainly don't. But it feels really right. And my experience is what I can go to. It's just been transformative for me. And the proof is in the pudding, as they say, where I grew up. And it's really amazing.
So speaking of pudding,
I can't wait to see where this is going.
We've never even checked back with you, Mark, on how in one of the very first shows that we did a sugar clearing for you, which you had a tremendous amount of resistance, because as soon as you've heard that I even work with people on stuff like this, you turned around and ran the other direction, was like, no, I don't want to clear with sugar. I love my sugar. So how's it going? It's been over a month now, maybe a month and a half, since we've done the sugar clearing for you.
It's been about 2 months, yes. And you're right, I was very hesitant, but it has gone great. And I tell you the coolest thing about it, first of all, I've lost 11 pounds, 10 pounds,
wow.
11 pounds. And that has been, it's gotten me into the weight that I weighed when I was in college, and I'm 50. So it's been a long time since I've seen numbers like that and felt as strong, and my energy has leveled. I used to do the peaks and valleys. That was the sugar ride, the roller coaster I was on. I don't do that anymore. I've got a higher level of energy. It stays there all day long. I sleep great. The compulsion is gone. That's the thing that I've found from day one. The compulsion to go to that sugar and to get that, you know, that's almost like that fix, it feels that way, of the sugar is just gone, and it has made it so easy. I drink drinks now, and I don't put sugar in them. I don't put honey in them. I put no sweetener in them. I'm doing herbal teas, and they taste fantastic. It's like my taste buds have adjusted a little bit after a little time, too. So I'm extremely grateful. My body's extremely grateful. My energy's great, and I got nothing but good stuff to say about the clearing.
I know it was a very powerful experience for both Gwen and I. We did this together for the first time, clearing with sugar. And I remember going the next day to Farmer's Market, and this is when I would indulge in my sugar, because I don't normally buy it. I've been very disciplined with this for many years. I don't buy it. I don't bring it into my home. But when they were offering the sugary sample treats at Farmer's Market, I would just hang out at the table and maybe have one of each, and then go back to my favorite one and have another one. I walked by the table with no interest. I remember even just going, ooh, sugar does not sound good to me. And
wow.
you had a very powerful experience as well, Gwen.
Yeah, I couldn't drink coffee anymore because I used to put heaps of sugar in it. And I went to go get my coffee the next day and put my usual tablespoon of sugar in there, or more, actually. And I couldn't drink it. I couldn't drink it at all.
I love it.
Yeah, I was actually a little disappointed because that meant I had to give the coffee up along with the sugar. But, oh, well, it's a good thing, really. It really is.
Mark, did you feel like you were disappointed when you weren't craving the sugar as much the next day?
No. No, I didn't. It was really surprising to me how I didn't miss it. I was kind of excited, and I think it, right after the clearing, there was some enthusiasm for this. I'm making a change, and I've taken a step, and I'm excited about it. And then as it settled in, I just realized that it was just gone. I still like sugar. I like the thought of sugar. I like cakes and pies, and I see pies, and I go, those are beautiful, you know, they're really good. But I just don't feel like I need to eat it. I can just look at it and appreciate it, and someday I'll probably have a slice of pie. But my life is still great without that slice of pie. And I think there was something in my head that felt like maybe it wouldn't be. But I've given it up, and I don't miss it at all. In fact, it has not been difficult because the compulsion is gone, and now I can make what I think is a strong, rational choice and then experience losing the weight, steady energy, not doing the spike, the peaks and valleys, the roller coaster. And those things have been tremendous benefits in my life and have far outweighed, missing, grabbing something sweet. So
that's
great.
Amazing, because I remember how you would change. I saw the look in your eye when you got the idea to go to Starbucks and go get your chai loaded with sugar. The look in your eye, and it was a little scary.
And it really does have like a drug-like pattern, I guess, as I look at my own behavior and relationship with it. It's like I get excited about, I'll use the word fix, but I get excited about going to get my next fix. And it would also come from this the lull in energy that I was experiencing in the moment, which is what would drive the decision to go look for my next fix. Maybe it was caffeine that was kind of in with it too, but I still have caffeine periodically now. I just don't do the sugar. And it just doesn't affect me. It was the sugar. It was the sugar. And letting it go has just been great.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, great.
Thank you for bringing it around from speaking of pudding to, that was an excellent segue. Nicely done.
It reminded me what I've been wanting to ask you for so long.
So Deborah, we're coming up against another commercial break, so let me jump in for just a second. If you would like more information on Deborah or Deborah's work, go to the website. It's consciousrepatterning.com, or call us on the show. Come play with us. We love it when you call so we can do some conscious repatterning with you right here on the air. And the phone number is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark. And today we've been talking about authenticity and exploring and clearing some of the fears that we have had come up. I want to just go ahead and check in and see if we're complete with everything that we've talked about so far. I get no. There's still more on confidence. Okay, so back to Mark. You are not feeling confident in expressing your authenticity. Let me check in and see why. I still get that you think that nobody's going to like you, and there's an experience that is associated with this in early life. Feels like something around the age of 8 years old for you. You had an experience that confirmed or validated that people weren't going to like you if you expressed your authenticity. Do you remember what it was?
Not offhand. That's second grade. The only thing I remember about second grade, I told on one of the other shows, which was Burning Down the Woods.
So let me see if I can help you.
Okay.
It seems like there was a girl, starting young, 8 years old, there was a girl that you had some sort of interest in.
Oh, I remember her, Desiree.
Desiree. Yes. Okay, what happened to Desiree that taught you
that
couldn't be authentic?
That's a beautiful name. Oh, my gosh, I love that name. I still love that name. She was the first girl I was really interested in. It never went anywhere. I don't know. Well, where's it going to go? We're in second grade. I thought Desiree was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life. She had long blonde hair. I can still almost, I see a version of her in my mind, but she was beautiful. And I was scared to death to talk to her, and I barely interacted with her. I was just so nervous. But I know it never. I know. I never really got through my angst around her.
It feels like it was that she wasn't interested in you back. That
that's
made you lose the confidence in yourself.
Yes, it's definitely true.
So let's clear that experience for you. Let's clear your relationship with Desiree, and then just change any beliefs or patterns that you picked up from that experience. Okay.
That sounds great. Thank you.
When you've got something coming up too, let me check into this while it's clearing for Mark. You've got something around the age of 14 that is creating a lack of confidence for you in your authenticity.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. I was one of, I think, three Americans at an English boarding school, and I felt very much excluded. Not necessarily overtly, but I really didn't belong.
Okay, so let's clear that. And I feel like there's a little cluster of girls for you to clear with, like a clique.
Susan and Kate.
Uh-huh, and there's one more.
Ruth.
Yes, okay, let's clear between you and all three of them, and then, again, change your belief and patterns that you picked up from that experience.
Okay, thank you. Funny how names just that you haven't thought of in so many years just, come popping up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're ready to release it. And when you're ready and you're open the way that you are and willing to truly look at what it is that created this pattern or this state of being for you, then it's just a matter of taking a minute to receive the information.
Yeah, and as I'm clearing it, I could feel some sadness lifting, which is just so fascinating because, of course, I wasn't even aware that I was holding sadness around that.
Mm-hmm. And what's really nice about this process is once we identify something, those feelings do come up. The sadness or the fear or the anger starts to well up where they're actually starting to feel it, and then we do the clearing, and then it dissipates instantly.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so both of you are confident in your authenticity. I'm still not there. Let's see what that is.
I get for you something around 6. Do you get that?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
let me see. I do remember in school. School was very hard for me. I'm not sure why, but I remember crying a lot. They actually called me crybaby.
I actually get that you were moving a lot of emotional energy and not all of it was yours. That some of it was yours, some of it was your family, some of it were the other kids.
I've always been extremely sensitive. For most of my life, I have felt other people's emotions very deeply as if they were my own. And it was kind of scary to me once I realized that this is what was going on, because then I got afraid of being around other people, and I still have that. That may be what's preventing me from receiving the confidence right now, the fear of taking on their stuff and not being able to discern the difference between theirs and mine.
Right.
Okay, so let's clear that and see if that's all that we need to do. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Not clearing quite yet. Something about trusting my emotions, that I need to learn how to trust my emotions as well. Oh, we all three could use that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, now I get I'm confident in my authenticity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm feeling integrity. That's a piece that I'd like to do some work around.
Yeah,
I love it. Me too.
This was coming up for me too this morning as well. Is really being able to stand in our integrity. It's not that easy to do. I made this decision years ago to always be integrity in what I did, what I said, how I treated people, and what I've been finding is it's not as easy as it sounds. What we can do is knowing how to live our lives in integrity and knowing that it's possible, and it's possible without alienating others or alienating ourselves. We could also use the highest definition perspective and understanding of an integrity and how to integrate it into our lives and into our beings and into our hearts in the highest and best way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with that.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, confidence in our integrity, because I know that I feel it when something feels a little bit out of alignment or out of integrity to me, but I don't always have the confidence to address it in the moment at the time. So
yes.
Let's also ask for the confidence in expression of our integrity.
Perfect.
And I'm also getting to bring in patience, compassion, and understanding for ourselves, because living fully in integrity is not something that we're accustomed to doing.
Mm.
Right. It feels challenging.
Yeah.
As much as I completely aspire to it, it feels challenging to me.
It's also necessary for us to be engaging with other people that have the same intention to live their life in integrity. So I really don't feel like it's something that we can do all of the time with everyone. Is that true,
right.
Glenn?
Mm-hmm. I get a yes on that.
Okay.
I agree with
so
that.
Let's also ask for discernment. When to speak our truth and when to just keep it within us and stand strong with it without the need to express it. Okay?
Perfect.
Great. Thank you.
Well, I can't believe how fast this goes. We're having so much fun, but it's time for another break. So let's continue this in just a couple of minutes. If you want to check out my website in the meantime, consciousrepatterning.com, and get some more information about what we're doing. And then, of course, feel free to call into the show if you want to join us, 800-930-2819. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing. It's time. It's time for forgiving. It's time. It's time to start healing. It's time to start healing.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane with Gwen and Mark, and we're ready to take a caller. We have got Danielle on the line. Danielle, what can we help you with today?
Hi. Well, I actually called in about 2 or 3 weeks ago and did a clearing with you on the air. And, you know, even after I called in, I participated in one of your clearings, your group clearings, and it was on relationships. And I really noticed a major impact from that, specifically in one of my relationship with my mother. So I just wanted to really thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much for calling back in. I definitely remember you. I don't remember what we cleared on. I don't retain all that kind of information. So did you want to share anything else about that, or were you calling in for more clearing, or what?
Well, I guess my big takeaway was that I was feeling stuck in my relationship with my mother and feeling a lot of triggers and judgment for behavior that she was having and how it's taught me to have some negative behaviors in my life with self-care and just really living healthy emotionally and physically. And I guess I was awakened to the fact that it doesn't have to be where our foundation is based on, like, poor self-care, because that's how I grew up. Like, we could actually build on it as adult women together in our relationship as friends. And so that's what's really been amazing. So we've been talking a lot more about taking better care of ourselves, and we've been, you know, eating healthier, and we've both been on our own, like, exercise journeys. So it's been good, because it's really opened up kind of a new just hope for our future and how we could build from here.
That's so awesome. I am so grateful for you calling back in, because it's really the best part for me is hearing feedback, and I don't always get to do that. So I just want to say thank you very much for calling. And I do feel like there's some stuff coming up that you can clear on. It doesn't feel like it has anything to do with your mother this time. Do you want to do a little bit of clearing?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. Let me check in and see what it is.
Okay.
Do you have a brother?
I do. I do. And he was actually someone who was on the, for the relationship clearing I chose as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're calling into the group clearing calls, occasionally there's something that doesn't clear completely because it does need to be specifically addressed. And I don't really like admitting it, but I have to say that your relationship with your brother didn't completely clear on that call.
Yeah.
So let's just check in and see what's left. Give me just a second. You know, there's some hatred there. Were you aware of that?
I mean, hatred's a strong word. I never would have chosen that word. I know there's some maybe some resentment that we're not closer because we were so close growing up.
Well, what's interesting is that the resentment has cleared. That cleared when we did the clearing with you on the call.
Okay.
But there's still some hatred there, and it feels like it's something from when you were younger, like really young, about 3 or 4 years old. Do you have any idea what that could be?
Not particularly. I mean, that was a hard time. But in general, during our childhood, I know I always had a lot of resentment for him because he was raised very differently than I was by my mother. And I always called him a mama's boy. And she really babied him and really, this sounds kind of harsh, but threw me to the lions type of thing. I have a very loving mother, love her to death. But I grew up very, very fast, whereas he was babied a lot.
Okay, well, that's what it was. That's where it's coming from. So it's not something that is in your conscious mind, and that's probably why it surprised you, but it's still there. I mean, that happened at such a young and impressionable age for you that you really just hung on to it. And I think that this is a lot of the reason why you had difficulty in your relationship later down the road is because it just that hatred just kind of got anchored in and started creating other patterns between you two that gave you the other things to be angry and resentful. So we can clear that right now. I think it's going to be really easy if you just agree to let it go.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, good. That was it. That was the last thing standing. And a lot of times this is just about you didn't consciously say out loud, yes, I agree to let go of the hatred in that call. So it stuck there. But I'm glad that we got this this opportunity to just clear it completely. The relationship between you and your brother feels really good now. It feels really clear. So
great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Now you're ready to start seeing some real shifting between you two.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling in, Danielle. It's definitely my favorite part of the show is receiving your calls and receiving your feedback and getting to work with you all. That's what we're here for, is to share this with whoever wants to participate out there. So if you didn't get a chance to call in today, remember, we'll be doing this again next week. Let's go ahead and continue with authenticity, because when we were talking earlier, I was remembering my first experience in really having to be truthful for the first time in my life. It was when I was in Hawaii, which I felt like I was going to Hawaii because I was sick and I was no longer able to work, so I was no longer able to provide a home. So I felt like I was going to Hawaii because it was an easy place for me to let go of a lot of the material requirements of life and just take some time for myself. But when I got there, what I realized very quickly is that it was really spiritual training, and it was spiritual training through fire. It was not easy, and I just had so many very harsh and huge lessons, and that is where I opened up to a new way of being. And one of the things that I learned is that I could not tell a lie, because every time I tried to tell a lie, which is something that I engaged in quite regularly in my old life, it would come back to me quickly, very quickly. And part of it was being surrounded by so many intuitive people. And then part of it was just being in the vortex of the spiritual community that I was living in. And I also experienced that I had no filter. I wasn't able to function. My brain, I had brain damage, and I wasn't able to function in the same way. And it just got so difficult, feeling that everything that came to my mind came right out of my mouth. It's like I lost the ability to manipulate anything. And like I said, when I tried to, it came back to me every single time very quickly. And it got me into a lot of trouble in some of my relationships where it was like I was just exposing everything because I did not have the ability at that time to manipulate the information in any way.
Interesting.
And I believe that we're all moving towards this, and that part is inevitable. So taking this as an opportunity to start consciously directing the way that we are engaging both with ourselves and with others, and setting the intention to be more in integrity and developing the confidence in that integrity is something that I feel is so important for all of us right now, because I believe that this is where we are all headed, and we're all going to be functioning in this way more and more as we continue.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
You know, what you're saying reminds me of a quote that I just read today, and it's by Mastem Kip of The Daily Love, and he says, "We are each are a cell that is participating in the awakening of humankind. How will you play your part today?" I love that. It really spoke to me, and it's exactly what you're saying, is that if we each move into this integrity, this authenticity that we're talking about, we're really supporting the awakening of all humankind.
Absolutely. We all have a role to play, a very important part to play. And again, it's about clearing your limiting beliefs, clearing your blocks and your limitations, and truly empowering yourself to do what you came here to do. And this is what this show is about, is showing you how to do that, how easy it can be to move past some of these things that are holding you back. So again, we have run out of time. We will definitely be here again next week, Monday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, doing more conscious repatterning and taking your live calls. So join us again. And if you missed any part of the show and you want to hear it, you can find the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also send me an email. Send us some feedback. Let us know how we're doing. This is a new show. So anything that you want to offer as far as feedback, we would definitely appreciate. And until next week, remember to find someone or something in your life to be grateful for, and we'll see you then.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors,
motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.